Nein. Ah, wir machen das hier. Und so haben wir geblieben mit der größten Fähre Rambam. Ich habe gebringt, du Zettel. Ich habe doch ein Zettel auf Englisch, um das dort zu lernen. Und so haben wir geblieben, lass mal sagen, was Rambam sagt. Und noch hat mein... Ich habe in der Kasche in sich nach Territz, ja? Was der Rambam sagt, ist so. In das gemeinsame Kalm ist gelein die ganze Sache bis der End, so lassen wir es leinen bis der End. Er sagt so, das ist der letzte Stickel von der... So, wie halb schon wieder da, ja? In der Mitte der Paragraph, ich weiß schon, was haben wir gemacht, denn ich mache noch ein Paragraph. Weil du halb schon wieder zu meiner Hand sagst. Er sagt so, der Sache muss ich gleich sagen in der Brücke, in der 8 Brücke. In Ocht in der Perisch, ja, Brücke meint, dass er schreibt Chapters, straight, in Perisch, dass er ein Fahrer ist im Schneis. Es ist nicht keine Sache, was ich allein zum Chadisch gewesen, nicht kein Perisch, was ich ein bisschen ausgetragen, so ein Amtsi gewesen. Es sind zwei Schlieles, zwei Sachen, was es nicht. Nicht seine Chadisch, aber auch nicht der Perisch. Das hat nicht seine Hand zu uns. That part is a little funny, weil der Perisch ist ja auch seine Chadisch. Das heißt, er sagt, das ist meine Mischne. Das ist nicht mehr lackert, der Perisch auf dem Schneis. Ich wollte wissen, meinst du so, wenn es nicht, dass der Heilige Perisch ist nicht original. Die Sache von der Heilige Perisch ist sicher ja original. Was meinst du so, dass der Jesuides von der Perisch ist nicht original, right? Die Ideas, was er connected mit dem Schneider ist nicht original. So müssen wir suchen. Okay, nur was ist es, ja? Es ist ein Juna Melekutem. Auch gekoint kostet es Melekut, right? In other words, haben wir gesagt, das ist, in dem ist du Sayah Schlila und Sayah Chiv. Es ist Compiler, es ist zusammengenehmene Sachen, Melekut. Aber, also wir haben gelernt, Melekut meint noch nicht Copy-Paste. Melekut meint, also er ist der Melekut und er ist der Messadra Fela. So es ist ja du, in dem ein gewisser Chiddisch, aber es ist ja nicht wichtig. Das ist ja nicht teuchen, das ist nicht die Idee, das ist keine neue Idee. Jetzt, von wem ist Melekut? Ich sage so, von zwei anderen Sorten Menschen, wo es jeder eine von sich hat, zwei oder drei andere Sorten. Da haben wir zwei Gruppen Menschen, wo es jeder eine hat drei. Okay? Die erste Gruppe Menschen ist Chachome. Chachome meint, by the way, wenn du aus dem Day ist zu sehen, der Rambam hat geschrieben, es ist ein Fall, die Jens ist noch der Mulder, ich kann jetzt mich ein bisschen gleiben. Aber die interessante Sache ist, der Rambam hat geschrieben auf Arabisch, dann all these things, Judeo-Arabic, right, Arabisch, die das alles ist. Und die interessante Sache ist, also es ist doch Jiddisch, das ist fake Arabic, right, es ist English, English-Arabic. So, die Sache Werte bringt darauf, das ist ein Geudisch, nicht alle Werte, was es übergetascht, ist übergetascht. Die Heilige Werte sind ein originell Rambam. Und dann mal, er weiß es nicht, kennst du nicht einen von einem, welche Stickler. Es ist also, was du andere Translations oder man kickt in den Mekar, kann man sehen, schwarz allemal macht bold, der Heilig, was ist originell. Was der Rambam allein hat geschrieben, das ist ein Geudisch. It makes a big difference, because you could see how, mehr Clue. So, der Muschel du, der Wort Chachumem, ist nicht übergetascht. Das sind die Sages, Chachumem ist ein jüdisches Konzept. Das gab, weil mein Chachumem meint jetzt irgendwas in so einem Gesach, mit Chazal. So ein weirder, was ich teile, ich meine, sich rein in der Brüche. Aber Chachumem meint jetzt so, der Chachumem, das heißt nicht the smart people. No, it doesn't mean the smart people.
Okay, so why didn't he write them
with the Jewish? He did. It's bold in here. Yeah. I forgot my copy of the Arabic, but it is bold. Can I say that it gets... But Akapunem, it actually says Chachumem in Hebrew, if I'm correct.
No, so, I don't know if when it says in Hebrew, if it means that.
Obviously, Chum in Hebrew meint nicht smart people. Chum in Hebrew meint a gewisse Gruppe Menschen, haben wir können mit Chum. Das ist ein größer Chilik, ja. Er ist ein Chum, von der Mannes Tana, er meint nicht, dass er ein clear Mensch. Das meint, it's a whole different level. Understand? Zu sagen, dass einer von der Chazal meint noch, dass es ist klug und nicht, dass es sich rein in der Brüche. Es meint nur, dass er ist von der Gruppe Menschen, haben wir können mit Kach. Auf Jiddisch, ja. Auf Englisch meint es, that's a big... Okay, and then it says like this, and these... Die Chachomim haben drei Sources, right? Number one, Medrushim. Medrushim, das ist also a word in right? Medrush ist, glaube ich, Talmud, zweite Sache, Talmud, jeder weiß Talmud, die Gemure. In andere Gewirren, andere Books, die Chachomim geschrieben, I'm not sure what that means, but anyways. So, das du drei Sources von der Chachomim. Nach kicken später und sehen, wo sei Quote pinklich, ich habe schon ausgefüllt, wo es pinklich gemeint. Und or maybe he means later Chachomim was geschrieben Sachen, was nicht in dem. I don't know. He doesn't really. The Rambam generally doesn't like quoting anyone that's not Chazal. Kmat quote and ich kann. Was er
eben zu einem.
Yeah, but he almost doesn't quote anyone in between. Anyone between him and Chazal, more or less, don't exist for him. Sicher nicht in Union Gude. Na, look, sometimes he cares. Okay.
Why is that?
Andere Schier. Weil er hat das auch nicht keine Party.
Aber
er hat das gesagt. Nein, geht
das.
Es happens to be alt, dass er nicht ist. Okay, E. Of course, it's very interesting because if you read, this is the end of the happen. You have to go with the Kizri, with the other, and the other, and the other, and the Rambam. And the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't ignore them more or less, although he for sure read their books. And drink some. And it's interesting. You can't find if the Emperor has the Sadigun or the Kizri or the Chosovus, but he's looking at it. And so, how much is that name? Okay, so these are the three Yiddish Mekoyres, the three Mekoyres of the Shem Koyres, yeah? We come with the Talmud and other things. And also from the Philosophen. The Philosophen have also three things. Alte Philosophen, neue Philosophen, and a Sach Mensch. I don't know who these Sach Menschen are. Maybe it means later, even people that are not philosophers, maybe religious people, I weiß nicht. And of them, the question is, right, of this second group of Chevre, sucht der Shema, Emes, Misha, Amme, sollst mich nicht unschreien, als ich, Mr. Rambam, bring Goyim im Anseifer. Schmeichel Emes und Misha Amra. Jetzt. Dann geht er sich Masber auf dem. Er sucht nicht nur dem. Aber er muss aber hier noch Sachen mehr von dem. Du könnt mir gerade von mir lachen gewesen. Das heißt, ich bin noch als der geschriebene Väter, at least, right? Nicht Mama schon plagiarize. Nimm nur Ideas. Und jetzt redet er auch viele von der Language. Er sucht auf, als er kennt viele Sachen, also muss ich bringen eine Memre, eine ganze Memre, eine ganze Paragraph. She Lucian Cypher Mephirsim. Eine ganze Paragraph, which is a famous book. I don't know if maybe famous, maybe we should be translated a published book. I'm not sure. Mephirsim doesn't always mean things that are famous. Famous has too much connotation of like well known. I think famous means plain published, like a public. And many Masura is the Arabic word that it often has the connotation of public things, not known thing, not afke well known in the sense famous is.
What would be the opposite?
What
would be the opposite of not published?
Private books. Things that only smart people know.
Okay.
And they dafür they zogen, weil er über eine Ort du eine, was gelernt der andere popular work. And I said, wait, der Rambam copy paste der popular Schneid, er sagt, nu, hat doch schon ich die das. He's telling us before and that he did it. And he actually did it. We actually do know who he copy pasted from. And if you read, and guys, now for Rabbi, and Abu Nusa, Rabbi Nasa, rief dem Rambam gewendlich, and
er bringt
ihm seinen Namen, after another place, but they cipher, Shmuel Brokem, had been getroffen as Al-Farabi had a book, which is Pirkei HaMedina, chapters, also called chapters on the politics, chapters on Midas. And so do ganze Stücklich, was then lifted from that. Yeah. Amul a ganze paragraph, a ganze. All ideas come out, not all, not Chadishim, but come out all ideas, they's weiß, they's sich kommt schon, sag für ihr, aber was er sagt, du, als. Als Samuel brengt een ganze Schiere, is ook het hem. Samuel brengt de mama's. Er lijkt er aan, he adds, it doesn't. You know, but if you would pass it through that plagiarism detector from. You'll find that it's many. It's language, translation issues, but. It is. Nee, zoek het toe. Het is Medea. Als hij gaat naar deze team.
Voilà, zoek een beetje die zaken.
Het is close. Een minuut. Heilige Rambam had getracht met een kaasje. Want deze zoek. Deze agressere kaasje, in a certain sense, wie deze zoek vrije. Kort in de gerecht, als de ideeën zijn niet naai. This makes my get this because no ideas are bad, right? That's good thing. We discussed this, right? No idea. Chedisha Torah generally are false, right? Other is a Torah from Mam Darsina, as is alt. Other is this nigh and this fake. Man, what does that even mean? The Litvikas Versteiner is a man, but not. Alte Kashi, right? What's the name? What's the name? What's the name? Anyways, it's a basic problem, right? Anything like I have a new creative ethics. Nobody wants creative ethics. I will damage the ethics. Creative philosophy. Why do you want a creative philosophy? You want an ancient philosophy in the sense of something that was always true and always going to be true.
It's a lie.
Maybe to be the first was discovered. Halt sich raus, was der erste was discovered. Das ist der Emes, hast du nicht mehr sicher nicht gemacht.
Aber es ist zickig zu der Emes.
Okay. Gibt's den Preis. Not a reason that I should listen to it. If I come and say, Ashira, boys, ich hab a großen Chiddush. You should all say, I get to go for a birthday cake. What do you want from my life? Nein, why would you care that I have a Chiddush? It's the MS. Oh, it's the MS. Oh, I'm so gay. I'm going to say, it's MS. It's also useful. It's guys that have from them. Then you should buy. But this is what I'm excited that I have discovered that it's not. This is very exciting for me, but nobody cares. Why should anyone care? I think that every shiur that started, obviously, I'm not saying any chadishim here. Everything I'm saying is true. Then people would listen, or everything I'm saying is useful at least. All these tzaddikim that come and say, "Chabayz echad groiz echidish." What's the groiz echidish?
Truth. This is old.
Yismach.
This is chronologically old. It's not the same.
It's not chronologically old. It was always was and always is. But just saying that this was the Rambam zok tzungt kechadishim. We always read that as a anova. I don't know if that's anova. I think maybe that's making much more powerful what he's saying. Zach was yichavos getracht. Okay, has the os getracht. Zach was dizok tval zanazoi. Is a lot. He's making a bigger claim. It's gav hakeli. It's a sahash derker claim from says look. It's not making it less. It's making it more. Right? This says look unai v'ayin aili dvurim shechidashtem. That is not his natsless from plagiarism. That is. I mean, maybe it's also that, but it's also at least making you take a lot more seriously what he says. The boy says he's so gang. Zweisen alle Menschen. The chacham was gewesen. The goyim was gewesen. The you know. It's like it's the same. By the way, this is why. Right, the contemporary, the historicist way of learning Torah was Alim Oibachom Lenin Deve. It's in Svatzalen Ve, from Ve, Min Yedan Adi Gamvet. Kili, that's very interesting.
Was this the Ve?
There's a certain, and Gweissen from them, like Hakdu and Kaparan, I just thought, I'm going to start catching the thing. Anyways, long time after. The kids is nicht interessant. Sie sagt mir interessant, sie wissen,
sie sind alting.
Someone comes and says, you know, the Rambam, he took it from Aristotle. And for some reason, and you know, the Gemuri, they took it from the Persian judges. And you know, Moshe Rabbani, he took it from Hammurabi. I know Hammurabi, he took it from someone else before him. In any case, this is plain anti-Semitism.
No. Recently behind him, literally this week behind him, as the Zuxt, Philip Mulatog, Zuxt, the Zuxt is Allah by Zachim. Allah must be so many pushed things. I'm not saying Yechidish, but practice is going to do it this way, but this is not something I'm explaining. First, let me explain the Aleph. This is Aleph Bais. I'm not that. So, saying Aleph Bais basically means that it's not a Chidish of mine, but he viewed it very arrogant. Why is everything Aleph Bais?
Maybe it is arrogant.
Look, they said the thought is that. Look, Aleph Bais is a Zulim Pshit, and it's old stuff already. Old stuff is an arrogant thing to say, Kali. I know what the old stuff is. I know what the old stuff is.
Yes, but I'm saying that really, not like in general, if someone comes and tells you, you know, this doesn't only say the Torah, it says in another book also, it should make you respect the Torah more, not less.
No, less. Me.
So now I'm explaining to you why you're wrong. Because we don't believe in the Torah because the Torah invented
the
things. Shaykh is divine. Divine mind was an animal and a guy in animal's arm.
No, it's
not
nibbid.
It's not Zachan Ashi, but at least that. Everything that's divine was always true.
But the other book had his own, as a human being, Mach, this is always divine.
So Mach, as is, I can't say other that I have a story for noch Menschen, and Dibis Nish is special, because if your belief in the Torah is based on us being special, you should stop, because they claim Gave. Kenne jana das hat jedes gatte sana grobe balgave.
Nur besig mamrens a da bis hat ins genommen nur ins. 1000 besig was hat er also weg machen ich mache
ein minute like father seek him. They jeder eine was gatte dem und so let's see if you go in kindergarten. I don't know why. Okay, ich gast haben. Gitte. Mich gatte tag. Like actually yeah, this is all getoinis. In primis is nicht das. Primis if you care about the truth of the thing, the more old it is and the more people realize it by themselves. Or by divine, ich kann nicht wie er soll. Es ist mehr, es macht es besser. And allemal is even useful, because sometimes if you don't know why people would say this, you find someone else that says the same thing, but it is maß wie besser der Tam. Es ist verstanden, warum es ein anderer sucht, dass er vielleicht nicht lügt maß wie der Tam, oder er will nicht maß wie der Tam, and so on. Algabunem, that's why, but I'm telling you, we're so used to, also because of what you're saying, but also because of Stamm schlechte Middes, it seems to me that many people that would say a sheep, they just want to celebrate the fact that they're so smart. And that is a great thing to celebrate. But Lamas and nobody else should care about it. You should care about it. So Hashid has not alte Sachen. Jetzt sucht ihr so ein Chitzpiv, weil es ist alle weiß und ich bin ein Ahnung, ich weiß es nicht. Well, what should I do that you're not? I mean, that's a different problem. Okay. But this is okay, but that's why I'm making it. This is okay, as they macht ganz der Stücklich nimmt er, he didn't even formulate them afresh. Here he has to answer himself. Auf dem darf er sich verämpfen.
Oh, copyright?
Yeah, because that's very often when people do that, they do that in order to take credit. It's also true for ideas, but especially true for language. Right? If you write take a whole book of someone else and you change two words and you write it, publish it under your name, then the only thing you were machadish was your name, right? Big chiddish, right? They cipher a riesige chiddish, the number from the machabe. Look, one of the chiddishim is in but he was machadish, a big chiddish that he made all the chiddishim. Not a true chiddish, but that's the kind of chiddish that people very often go for, right? And that's a bad thing to do. You shouldn't steal someone else's covered. Fill the covered is going to shigam for an anders. Yes? Why would you go around and write someone else's book on your name? According to McCall, everyone should read that person's book. What's the point of writing the same book twice? Secondly, okay, sometimes people want to be recognized as smart people, so that's what they do. So that's just plain riches. And thirdly, it's a shtickle gezeile.
Why is it gezeile? How's that?
I don't know. I think that it's...
That
was schlecht.
Play Nemes.
Kann ich nehmen, von Maske? Man darf alle Musiken nehmen?
Ja. Ein Mensch für mich, darf sein, ein anderes Mensch. Nicht
I'm gonna give a sheet next week, why ich darf alle Musiken nehmen. Das hat der andere wach. Weißt du, das ist MS. Okay, vorne. Man darf alle Musiken nehmen. Okay, but let's say, but that's not the problem. It's worse than that.
Why would it be important to say who said it? If it's...
What it says here is only the Eriftes Paris, or Toyen. In other words, it's a certain. It doesn't actually say it's mispar in the source. In any case, I think that it would be a lie, and that would be a lie that gains you covered on the expense of someone else, which is dead. Okay, so maybe that guy can't take it in Torah.
It's not right. It's really Torah. It's just not right. No.
Also, it's useless. What's the point? Besides for you getting covered.
Oh, yeah.
No, it could be confusing. Do the benefit of not writing names.
I'm in it. We'll get to the other side. I'm just saying why there's a question. There is a question when someone does that.
No, but you can't get the question. This is because it's useless. That's the answer. But what's the question? Why?
No, the question is that you're taking credit for someone else's work.
But he's not.
Zayagit. This is the Teret. You don't know the Mas, you know the Kash, was a Rev for Amphit. Right?
Because when the Tis is Nish, in the Vast,
okay.
In Metzach Halten, at the Bushnama Kovat, whatever you say, Mach Pashana Bek. A Metzach Halten, Shun Shun Shun.
Okay.
Mine?
Some people. Maybe.
I don't know what the Zah flow. Whatever you say, whatever. Flow person.
Whatever.
Okay, he says like this, that I'm not doing this. If I would be doing that, it would be a problem. If I would be claiming that I wrote this book, that would be a problem. But I'm not claiming to wrote it. Ich habe schon immer gewesen, also ich habe nicht mehr gehalten, ich habe nicht die Ideen, ich habe nicht die Language, das sage ich mal. Ich sage das, ob ich putte von der Tana, also ich kann gar nicht in der Schei geht. Now I'm back to being a nice guy. So now why don't I write it? Still don't answer the question why I don't write the nice guy's name. Just answered why I'm not a Rusha. Okay, it's not, du wirst nicht mehr eine Chadishim. Was kostig to schreiben the mensch's name. You have to have a reason. In general, it's a nice thing. And even a gemurde doesn't bring the gemurde. But it's even like a mishnah that says you should be oimadu b'shem amra. And the pshat from that mishnah is that it's a nice menschlich. It's just a basic menschlichkeit, nein? There's other reasons, but firstly, there's a basic menschlichkeit. There's also other reasons. The Rambam says, although I don't do this, ich gehe es nicht hin, ich gehe nicht suchen um a ploini, um a ploini. Why? Because this is a waste of time. Waste of ink. He says, it's too many words. That's number one. I'm telling this boy. It makes the book longer by at least two words for no reason. Stimmt? Ariches, I'm telling this boy. Any book that lists quotes and writes who the quotes are from, so if he would say that he made it off, gosh, it's a gun. But if he writes the feders on the top, this is Sa'at Malikit, not my Chedishim, so why tell me who it is? Yes, what's the difference? What's the point of that? Stimmt? There's no point.
We're so used to see our point, so...
Ich kann sich das auch point? Ich kann sich das auch point?
Ich kann sich das auch alles von
Menschen kaufen es nicht.
Menschen kaufen es nicht, favos, weil... Die hast nicht keine Authority, die bist nicht genug gut, die sind nicht mehr Kabel. Die sind nicht mehr Kabel, die sind nicht mehr Kabel. Die kehren nicht, wenn dieser Abstab ist. Die kehren nur, wenn ein anderer Abstab ist. That's why people do that. And that's also another reason why people lie in the other direction, right? People say things, and they don't know if they're not gesagt, right? Remember the story for that? Ich weiß, dass du gesagt hast, Megastin.
It's wrong that way.
It's a wrong Aloch. Okay.
100%.
Al Capone. But that's why people do it. Why? Because nobody believes it. But then I'm not going to be worried about that problem. He doesn't seem to be worried that people will say, this is no. You know why? Because the Rambam is not, it's actually very interesting. He's, in some sense, he just assumes that he's an authority. Everyone reading this, he's telling you the truth. But in another sense, it is nicht, er nimmt nicht keinem von sich mehr authority, wie er darf. Er soll keinem nicht legen, look over them. Nicht, er will er nicht legen, er will er immer sagt er nicht, look over them. In other words, let's assume that Attacke makes it, there's a problem. There's one problem, but soon we'll get to another problem. But there's a problem. First problem is that it makes books more complicated and longer to write Umar Ploini, Umar Ploini. I could even tell you a more simple reason, because especially when you're Malakit, right? Especially when you're Malakit. Now, the Rambam is not a Malakit like all the bad Malakit that you people are reading. It is like the Malakit, I'm Gretchen, that's the one, right? He's a Malakit that actually reorganizes the content and makes it very coherent, even when he's stealing entire paragraphs. So, if he would say in the middle, it would become very misurbal. This is what Mesul Kvon Zair, the sentence is what Ovgeet Zafur and Shrein. Also, wie er sagt, Mensch muss hin, das ist Ovgeet Zafur, right? Und die haben so ein Dichtig, also wie der Zeit, er gesagt, in der dritte ist Maschme, you can't do that. You lose the whole concept. He wants to center the concept, not the people that say it. And he says, and he literally saw me, he says the same thing in Dom Galant, right? Dom Galant. And
there was such a thing as footnotes in the time of the Rambam.
Footnotes are one of the worst inventions ever, and all footnotes should be burned.
No, I love those as sources.
The concept of footnotes.
Blind sources.
No, and it was invented to solve this problem, and it's a very bad solution. There's a whole book that someone wrote about footnotes, and all the book is in the footnotes. But he didn't actually do that. This is why wrote an old book. Footnotes have a history. They were invented in the Renaissance, like most bad things and good things. And a lot of things, a lot of ways of printing.
Right?
Was it ofti? It was ofti, but it's actually very bad to do footnotes. Please don't write. Look, I do footnotes sometimes, but this is too much. A footnote is as if man breeder. Kannst du schwimmen? Kein Mensch man breeder. Ich meine, so wie die alle Menschen, was reden zu dir. Da wollte ich sagen, ich kann nicht sagen, der Drusche, ich kann nicht gewollt sagen, wo der Geist einer ist. Hello, was die will sagen so? Was die willst nicht sagen, schon sagen still. Die kann sich nicht sagen, no. A footnote is not being still. A footnote is, ein kann auch kommen nach Hause. Alle ein kann auch kommen nach Hause. Weißt du, was mein kann auch kommen nach Die Drusche. Ich bin klick, ich weiß noch etwas, was ich sage dich nicht. What's the point of me knowing that you know something that I don't know? They can't go, at least he was respecting the Torah. Yes, my shkus lefnaich, you know, yes, my shkus lefnaich, and kusiv lekam, von shmein. But stam, I have mehr, man, what do I care what's in your head?
I find footnotes be very helpful.
Yeah.
Why can't it be part of the book?
If it's important, it should be part of the book. If it's not important, it shouldn't be anywhere.
A lot of Kim device to be a good information. I'm not kicking
this. I'm kicking them. I'm kicking your footnote. And it helped most of the time, it's because of laziness. Most of the time, I actually write, I very often start writing the footnote, then I realize, let's think up, they will do episode. Schreiben Sie an Eufen. Eufen ist wichtig, schreiben Sie an Eufen. If you mamish only do Mare McCormis, also bad, because what's the point? Make it small oysters in the middle.
So,
what's
called the...
Again, most of the time, most people that write footnotes is because they're not good at organizing their thoughts and presenting it in a linear fashion. That's a very hard thing to do. And that's why they do footnotes. Most books that have footnotes, that's basically the reason they're in the footnotes that exist. There's it's not going to stop you from reading anyways. Mare McCormis doesn't bother anyone. Most good Swahante, Chesidus for him. Man macht sich kleiner aus, yes. I find him in Kreuz aus. Es steht nicht. Winkel. If you need a Mare
McCormis.
There's no use. The stam is ugly, by the way. And it's actually much harder to figure out where everything is. Like the Masoid, if you do it on the side, like the Masoid Sash used to be before, or he would have ruined it, then it was useful. If you wanted not, by the way, that's and medieval invention, actually. See, I'm always pro the medieval things and against the modern things. In the medieval times, people invented the concept of a two-column manuscript, or a three-column, right? Like the Gemara. The Tzidus Adath was not invented by the printer. It was invented a lot before that. So manuscripts already. But that's prints. But even before that.
Well, it was a written thing. Anything that has.
No, I thought that means. Okay, but kids, even before that, people invented multi texts in one page. That's actually a great invention. It's overdone, of course, in the Heimische school. But it's actually an amazing invention that didn't arrive in academia yet. Because then nobody, besides for Nassim Taleb, who tried to write a book that way.
Translation, they do it that way.
Some.
Sources.
Very few. Very few are done well. Actually, the Heimische books are better at doing that because they have a tradition. Very few do that well, but then can't make the man come so does that no problem. Also, we do so it's just like teen. This is very useful. You can say line and say glad.
It's
a schwerer thing. Schwerer. You have to make a permit not to kick my stick. I want to make a fence to tell me this. You don't know where it is. It's not grenzwisch in the back. Backstand best and make it off and shoot. But in the even on the bottom, it's the akapunim back to where I am. My actually footnotes is not a solution to this problem. It's a solution. It's trying to solve this issue. But it's a very bad solution, and it's part of this, like, people that never could decide anything. Ich will sagen, in die Kanzel von Schwagen. Schwagen ist einer von den Secrets.
Haben Sie gewohnt? Haben Sie gewohnt?
Yeah, you phony.
Was?
Ach,
weil das ist nein, was ist macht Footnotes. Gerade er macht mit Zinsen.
Das sind nicht Footnotes. Das sind nicht Footnotes.
He does pretty good. But he could have also done it on the side. It would have been easier to read.
But
even he should have done it on the side. So that should go on. I'll stuff something in. It just makes everything harder to follow. But it's a practical study, this typographical issue, because it's the sign, whatever. People don't like big margins. Akapunem, back to where I am, is as Isaac Roise saw, Medav, Kenem, Mekatzan, and Organize. The Rambam was a major. The Rambam, you know, the Rambam says in Ilchas Dais, as a bench daf, red nish sifil verter, and then the oil mishadu and tamina derech tzura. Chochum eine Marve bei Dibber, und wegen dem, wenn du bei einer Lehen, du guckst dir das auf der Karze weg. Dann ist mir kein Heim, das ist so. Okay, back to, and that's why even Omar Ploinis would ruin it. Der Rambam says this also, und sagt, du mit Mishna Teure, right? Mishna Teure steht, er geht nicht schrauben, der Memres. There's something more of a reasoning over there, was das Thema der Halacha und so on, aber der Icke Sache ist, dass Mishna Teure is the most readable Jewish book ever written, ist Mishna Teure. Is that true? No, only when he needs. Oh, it doesn't write. First, he doesn't write their name. Very important. Doesn't say that Ploini Hiskin ever. Not Mamish. Ever. Look, the Rambam, even the Rambam wasn't perfect at being the Rambam. Okay? He could have done a better job of being the Rambam. But at least his goal is to clarify everything, and you can actually read it because of this. If he would have done the Rav Daz Tana, why would I trust you? The Rav Daz is precisely the previous Tana that we said that he should have done it for authority. But the Rambam seems to not be worried about his authority or just assumes that everyone's going to believe him enough that they're going to believe him even without. I'm not sure if this is an over or gav, that's not the side. The Rav Daz is gav. I want to write a name, not a name. Yeah, but not exactly this. The Rav Daz is a man who is a man who is a man who is a man who is
a man who is a man
There's more than that. He thinks that comes from the Gemara.
So therefore, you know, what do I care?
But again, they shall have the Rav Tana, the Rambam. The question on the Rambam is Middas. We always have to say that we had the good Middas. So the Rav Tana, that's his kin from Gava. The half of the Chalab, I feel if you don't write their names. That's what the Misnagdim say. What the Chalab is going to ask him from Anova. He's not trying to force anyone to believe him. If you're a Rambam, if you want to come to Rambam, he's being helpful to you. Now, when you're helpful to someone, you have to be helpful not in a coercive way. You have to be helpful in a giving way. Helpful in a giving way means I'm going to write a book without footnotes. I'm thinking, come and if you want me to force you to believe it, I'm not forcing you to believe it. Omar Ploini is tashteken. The Heilige hat nicht gesagt. Lass leben. Keine Heilige hat nicht gesagt. You have something to say. Look, you want to rely on me. You're anyways relying on the guy, right? So all the Omar does is adding a shtecken. And the Rambam doesn't care for that shtek. And he very much has this thing where, you don't like me, it's nisht. He writes in his letter, right? You know, I'm helping you. Some people are pasenish to be helped, so they won't be helped. That's their problem. Agapune, that's the nice interpretation of this. So, wegen dem, it's arich, es ein te elisten. Zisham nehmen. Okay. That's one thing. now that's another thing, right? This is the important thing that we have to talk about. It's already 10:05. When should learn? This is the other thing we have to talk about. The other thing is ve'efshe ken ochta nach apram. There's like a negative, like one thing, general rule. We don't write names, but there's a bigger problem. It's possible the fumim sheshemu ishahi. I'm gonna write a name. Now we discussed that some of my names, their names have last names like Al Farabi and things like that. So therefore, if I'm going to write that, this is of course only about that, right? Actually, lefum sheshemah ishahi va yena the osay wish yachnes belev mi shain tvinne boy, a stupid person, and sheze hadover nifsad v'yesh betoichra shelo yaduai. Right. So now, firstly, I want to answer my question that I said last time. Last week, I said that. Rambam is saying that this person has no tvinah, right? And it seems like maybe he's not a genius, but he's not saying shtisim. It actually makes sense what he's saying. So I found a solution to this, a philological solution to this problem. That this trend, he has a comment about this, right? It's that you see that in the Ibn Tibbon translated this mishain lechaich, mishain letam. And he says it's a shallow, if the Arabic says, I didn't look up on the Arabic dictionary to find out what this word actually means. And Kapach had a different shot, but I see Schwartz, who has accurate translations generally, translates, that's it, that's Ebring Ben Kapach. The Bir Michol Schwartz, translate as well. Sha'ayin le'shipet nuchoin. Someone that doesn't have judgment. Now that's a much better translation, and it actually matches more with Ibn Tibbon's translation. When he says tam, it doesn't mean taste; it means discernment, right?
Discernment.
So he's saying someone that doesn't have discernment is going to have this thought, and that's correct. For some, he's not saying, he's not calling him a name, saying that he's stupid. Just saying you don't have discernment. Twin is that's why it's a bad translation. You could read it that way, but the other translations would translate as someone who doesn't have judgment. Not in deepest typical Dutch can judgment. Deepest mention I can judgment. Therefore, you have to only read books that are written by kosher Jews. You should do that. I think you shouldn't. But since I'm a kosher Jew and I'm writing a book for you also, and if I'm going to do this, you're not going to have to start reading it. You're going to be correct for it. I don't think he says that you're not going to be correct for it. And the Rambam himself in Mishneh Torah says that people that don't know logic should not read philosophy or pagan works. And all the people he's quoting are pagans or Muslims. Not much better than pagans. So, or much better, but not for all relevant purposes. So, of course, you shouldn't read it. And that's why he's talking doing a toyer for that person, not saying the name. So, he should be allowed to read the Rambam's book, because he wouldn't be allowed. That's just my solution to say that the Rambam is not calling the person that is correct, and that is correct in the sense of needing, being in the level of taklid, being in the level of needing to accept from authority. He can't call him a stupid person. Doesn't seem to be fair. Oh, now what's that person? It's what that person is going to say. Yeah, it's all a quote. So now, if I'm going to write the person's name, it's going to make someone without his own discernment think that this is a bad thing. And it has a bad pneumius, a bad internal meaning, a bad, what's the word? Burhan? Hidden meaning, which he doesn't know. And right, this is very important. We discussed this last time, because this means, although it sounds reasonable, in other words, that person knows of Kabbalah Sanat Mishamri. Nobody argues on Kabbalah Sanat Mishamri, but people know their own chesroilness, and they know that they don't have the correct judgment to figure out what things really mean. Sometimes a very naive or nice-looking sounding thing isn't actually as good as it seems. Of course, that's true. Just like the whole drama, as he saw, the whole toy is a toch, toy is actually toch toy, right? This word toch, or could be translated as premius. Premius atoyre was a word that the drama invented. I mean, he stole it from the Arabs. And Pnimis Atoyah means that what it seems on the surface is not what it really means. It's an internal, hidden meaning, or Pnimis Atoyah meaning, right? Of course, this is the good Eir Chalimid. You should always find the hidden meaning in everything.
The Arabs had it too?
The Pnimis Atoyah or not? The idea?
Pnimis
concept of interpretation. As I'm shtayt amul in Quran, as I'm shtayt amul in Quran, has a word, I forgot this kind of interpretation has a word in Arabic, but I forgot. Sagrois Chiddush. I mean, people before them has had it also. But it's a huge Chiddush. What? I don't know about Lamdas, but everyone has their own Pshutim. It's du asach halacha, but that's
different. The Gemara is a shingit,
I don't know if the Gemara has this language, at least. This language of pnimis, the Gemara is in farsh, as ach zachen. But the language as du are inside and outside, this language, which we use a lot, become very popular, I think is language that comes from the Arab interpreters. Yeah, I actually do think so. The Greek tradition has concept of esotericism, but not really in this, not in this formulation. So
this thing of saying that there is a pneumistic meaning is a very strong Christians. Christians. The Rambam is saying that most of the things that the Rambam said, the Manish the Rambam, the Torah says, is not the same.
That was
meaning.
More, yeah, but see,
but we fought against it very strongly.
No, allegorical meaning. The Rambam doesn't ever use the word allegorical
they
meaning.
Pneumis, they call it the word. They actually say that the inside meaning that there's a pneumis.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's the.
Enough checking.
It's a very Christian.
Okay.
Whatever.
Could be. Who fought with that? Okay. The Christians themselves fought with Oregon, who said things like this.
The four ways
is Oregon's thing, and he's a heretic. In any case, nobody really likes when you do this too much. Okay, no established religion likes when you do this too much. But what I'm trying to say is that this is an important word for the Rambam. It's an important concept for the Rambam. And when someone says that this person, because I know he's a bad person, although it seems good, he's really bad. It's a serious argument. It's not a Kanarish argument. Toichra is a very serious. I forgot there's other places where he talks about this concept. In any case, right? And therefore, I'm going to solve this person's problem. What am I going to do? Not write the names. Now, why not? Because I'm trying to fool them, no? Because I'm trying to help them. Oh, by the way, same word, that's sefinim. The hidden things. Actually, we have to check if it really means says hidden in the source. He says atzirim. Since I want you to get the secret of Prikovas, and I don't want you to think that the people that I'm called have an evil secret, I want to tell you there's a good secret.
It's two different words. It's sefinim, that's lo yedai.
Yeah, I know.
Not tell you.
Yeah, I understand. But, so that's why I don't know if it's correct translation, if it's in that sense. But Al-Hunem, what he's saying is, since I want to help you, and you have to remember, this is a very important thing, we already discussed this, you have to remember that things can only be judged by their own criteria, right? If you judge things by their own criteria, you're always going to make mistakes, right? For example...
Things can only be judged by the wrong criteria.
Yeah.
If you judge by the wrong criteria,
by the wrong criteria.
Oh,
by the wrong. Wrong. I'll have to do better diction. By the wrong criteria, by criteria of something else, I make a mistake. Now, most of us have heard of this criteria called truth. Since we're lovers of the truth, which we're supposed to be at least, since we're Shema and Mishma Amra, we're supposed to judge everything by the criteria of truth. Right. Now, what does truth mean for most people?
Truth.
It's my truth.
It stands
hello,
up.
Hello, why is it for the truth? Is the device of the
truth? It stands up to
critical analysis.
It stands up to critical analysis in the modern way of people assume.
Corresponds,
right. Normal people think that truth means represents correctly what the way things are, correspondence to reality. Okay? Right? In other words, the better Kapi Mishin I am, the more truth I say. And the better, and then sometimes people even think the better I understand things, the less I say true. But I'm not going to get to that part. Okay, right? In other words, right? Ich habe gesagt, mach leukes mit Menschen, wegen Menschen, was halten sich größer Chakre. Because if I said a pshat, but I said it in the wrong words, and I said that the Rambam said it, or someone said it, but he said it in a different word, so I'm lying. I said that Adam said that, but he didn't really say that because he said different words, and we don't have a proof that what he meant was the same as your words, just your understanding. So I'm saying more truth than you because I'm just copy pasting his words and repeating them twice, and you are giving you a pshat, which is other nine. Now it could be that my pshat is wrong, 100% masking, but I think that person is not actually saying more truth than me. Right? Why? Now I have a lot of ways of saying this, but I want to say a very simple reason why. Why? Because you have to decide what your actual criteria is. And truth in the sense of correspondence to reality and the reality of what it says is not actually what anyone should ever care for in a book. Not the writer or not the reader. What you should care for is for the thing that he's trying to explain, right? The book also has to be transparent. It has to be transparent to reality. We don't want to be transparent to books because books don't end anything. Right? This is why, right? This is why the basic reason why the Rambam thinks that the only sure way to interpret scripture is by philosophy. To the extent that the Torah says something else, then it can't get in the garbage. But the Torah says, "What is the remes?" In pshat, the Gedram clear in dictic afile. It's always here. It's maklal. And there's no such thing as proving what it actually says from the text. Nish do azach. Can animals look in another pshat? The only thing we can know about pshat is remes. If it's a kenishan, if it's a mizan remes, then we know that that pshat is definitely false. Not because of the text, because the text is not a thing. Right? I'm going a little off topic. The same way, now, different books have different kinds of goals, right? If the goal of the book is to explain you something, so to the extent that I explain myself something, I am fulfilling the goal of this book. So according to the criteria, or the kind of truth even, or the criteria of this book, they was the tachlis in the book. As in, jeden will best verstehen, the Torah. At least in their sense. Ich habe verstanden der Teuer. Ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, ich verstehe der Teuer. Ich verstehe der Teuer. Oder ich habe gesagt, ich verstehe Gott. I get God from this book. That's me fulfilling the criteria of this book. If someone knows very well to say exactly what the book says, but he doesn't understand what he's saying, or he disagrees, which means another way of saying I don't understand, usually, then, right? Usually when someone says I disagree, means I don't understand. It's like Lowy's dictionary. Disagree? Usually means I don't understand. An argument is just a very good way of explaining what you don't understand. Sometimes it's something I don't understand, they don't even know how to explain it. If you have an argument, I mean, this is exactly what I don't understand.
He could disagree because
he feels that you're not. Okay. Because I don't understand your position. Maybe you're right. I didn't say that. But it's just a better way. I didn't say who is right. I just said that disagree and not understand are the same thing. Okay. But Nagapunim, right? So if you disagree with a book or you don't understand it, even if you can tell me exactly all the words you remember every us in the book, that book didn't fulfill its purpose. It's ke'ili lo nechta. Shud that that book exists. It didn't do what it needs to do. Right? On the other hand, if the book didn't give you a copy paste of a previous book, right? So for example, he doesn't quote his sources. Even if he lies, explicitly lies, this would work. But especially if he doesn't explicitly lie, he only lies by omission. The Rambam is very makbid not to lie explicitly, but he does not care at all about lying by omission. Then, that's actually a very important thing. But there's like good examples, not thousand examples. The point is, what is the goal of this book? Right? If Rambam is writing a book, what is the goal? If the goal would be to give you a nice, what's called a doxography, a nice list of beliefs of the previous philosophers and Chachamim, then you would have to say Omar Ploini, or at least it would be more helpful. Anyways, you just want to know that, right? I want to know what these people believe, so I should tell you who the people that believed in, who came up with this idea, and who came up with that idea, and so on. But since that is not so, if you judge, and we tend to judge books by this goal, because many books written Bismanaini have that as the goal, right? If Wikipedia says something that's, they said something that said and some didn't say, they're doing wrong their job. Because Wikipedia's job is no original research. You're not allowed to find out the truth, even if you know it by yourself, even if you have like to a level of any a picture, it doesn't matter. You know what you have to do, right?
Source.
English Wikipedia. Yeah, you have to write a blog post and then link to it. Because then it has a source. True story. Yeah? And then that's academic. Then it's just time. Okay, they're English. We can't trust, check everyone. It's the source. Right? Especially if you get into a newspaper, it's the best source ever. But that's only if, but that they're correct in that sense, because they're encyclopedia. They don't see their job as telling you the truth. Their job is to tell you what other people said. That's how I get. But if your job is not to tell you what other people said, that's not the Rambam's job. His job is what? No. His job is what? Make you a novi. His job is to make you a novi. And in order to be a novi, you have to have good midas. So his job is to get you good midas. Okay? Now, you're going to get stuck. You should go with the day of HaMetzah. You should not fast too much and not eat too much. That's how you're going to become a novi. They held the Rambam.
By the way, the next thing we kicked about Zach Masvudim, it's I
don't know. There's a lot of sources there.
Who
brought it as a source?
No. No.
Who got it?
Then,
Falis. Ah, okay.
So,
okay. Ich habe noch gemacht. Okay, you send it to me. I don't know. The point is, Lozetos, the source is, okay? That's the point. It's very good, but it's whatever. It's a Navi, it's a Shata. Agapunim, what do I want to say? Right? So, if the goal is to tell you what the sources say, then you shouldn't do that. But the Rambam has a goal, and he thinks, Lemushal, not he thinks, he sees, not just an opinion, that if you want to be a common Ovi, the way to do this is to go with Derech HaMitzah. This is our goal. Mehr Yidin will go with Derech HaMitzah. Figure out what that means, but that's his goal. Now, if he's going to come and say, the Heilig God is talking about Derech HaMitzah, and therefore, so are more people going to go with Derech HaMitzah or less? Verse less, that's what he says. Because some people have a correct belief that Aristotle is questionable. You shouldn't accept what he says. So instead of doing that, I'm going to not tell you that Aristotle said it. I'm going to say the Rambam said it. Of course, the Rambam doesn't lie. And it's a good question, why not? Why doesn't he lie more? Why did he even give us this whole Akdumah? So, okay, you understand? That's the very important thing. So therefore, he doesn't say the names. In order, you should do what it says, and the main thing is you do what it says, it doesn't matter. Right? Why didn't he make a bigger lie? Why did he write this whole shtickle? This whole shtickle is way too much truth if for that, right? Yeah, seriously? I know people that did this, nobody treffed. The people that the Tmim is the Gideon still believe in them, anyways. What? No, there's felt people that did plagiarism, did lies, did how's it called? Writing books and other people's names, and it worked. Let's say. Say whatever, it's like ganze Zeit. It was schlecht. If you're a academic truth believer, like you need everything to be a copy of Wikipedia, then you should never do it at all. But once you're moida, that the main thing is that people should accept it. So why don't they go one step further and say, what's your point? And not only that's one kasha, why don't they lie more? They're still, they have to, there's some people. That was why he was Mekayim. It's a very good question, right? Why doesn't he lie more? You can get the chance. And it's not this. Okay, how about best to take for the cash? So du sagst, du tag Menschen, die in den Fuhren warten, und sagen, okay, das ist schon gesagt. Und du andere Menschen, sagen, hallo, der Amma Leins hat gesagt, es ist steigt, tocht von Goyim, so I'm not going to accept all the ideas. Not only that, even accept the ideas that are actually in the Torah, I'm not going to accept, because he's kushit already, the Rambam. Right? If the Rambam would have been a little smarter, and he would have never told us these things, not a little smarter, I don't know, a bigger liar, more dedicated to his goal, and less to the means of the kushit ways of doing it, then he could have maybe had even more chassidim. Chas v'shalim, he didn't care about having chassidim. He could have made more people into Nevi'im. That's true, no?
Maybe if he would have to not write the Modern of Levin too. Or at least not Matzah Tzavim, what else?
Maybe.
Interesting, okay.
He actually talks about that dilemma, right? In the Agdumah of Modern of Levin.
But at least he could have done a better job. There's two other else just now.
He could have written the whole Modern of Levin in the name of Tanun. Like someone else did. And then he wouldn't have this whole issue.
Okay.
So maybe he just wasn't creative enough to think of such good lies.
Or
he
was a liar.
You people are working with a different definition of truth. I told you, the truth can only be defined according to its goal. Okay? And then nicht Kant versucht das, wenn es kommt ein Nazi zum Tee, sagt man ihm die Emmes, right? Jeder ist moidam, sagt Ligen, right? And this is at least as important. People should really become good people. My Rebbeinu, what can be more important than that?
So the Rambam has this thing of like, that you lie to like there's a point. Let's say a kid you lie to, basically you tell him about Rebbeinu. Later you tell him this true story. He's writing a book, it's going to stay in the
also, this book, we discussed this, right? This whole paragraph is very, very fun. This paragraph is, Rebbeinu, I'm going to lie to you. But when I'm lying to you because I think you're going to only accept it if I lie. Okay, Fyre Kalif, now we're starting the lies. And this works. It's amazing how it works. Actually, people accepted this.
It's not lies. He's not telling you who. It's not a lie.
Nochmal, ich such dich als Sach. Ein Boy sagt, einer geht an das Mann. Ein Boy sagt, gein geht suchen als Sach. Ein Boy sagt, gein geht suchen als Sach. Ein Boy sagt, gein geht suchen als Sach. Wie bald ist das so? Gein geht suchen als Sach. Ich gein suchen. Any normal person would anyone want out of a Smetrisch, no? Jeder Mensch kann doch anders kein Problem, kann doch sich rein, der um ein Oog hat. Der Mensch, wenn ich gehe in...
Fragst du, wo ist er gewinnt?
Nach einmal. Stell dir vor, dass ich gehe in... Ich will noch ein Teure von Rav Kook, ich sage, ich sage, was Mensch ist. Ich sage, ich sage, ich sage ein Wort von einem Mensch, was der Rebbe hat nicht gehalten für ihn. Aber ich kann nicht sagen, was es von ihm. Weil ich gehe ins Schoß her. So, ich sage, ich sage ein Wort von einem, was der Rebbe nicht für ihn. Aber ich sage, ich sage, ich sage, es ist unangenehm. Does it work or not? Ich
So...
But he clearly says, from a zeche was when he was gewiss, was das nicht ausgehört.
I'm asking,
but they stick was it, when he was gewiss, was the way gelaufen. That's funny, no? 10:30? No, my
last week you left us with the other question.
No, not a version of the inlige kasha.
How did the Rambam himself was able to do that? That's the question. But Azuk doesn't cast a as a man should get as a Zuk.
Micha Gewalt, but it's taking you people don't someone have to blame you. I don't know how.
No.
Azuk is not
schnell.
Nein, we gaan het straight doen even daar. We staan te praten. Nee, op deze kaartje kennen ze me naar het terrens. Op deze kaartje kennen ze me naar het terrens. En de pushte terrens is dat zo. En ik meen, this is not 100% true. That I don't know that is true. But I think so. Het is dezelfde terrens van deze kaartje. Wat was de raam? Was ook nog een liggens bij omission? Wat was ook nog een kloere liggens? Was dat really the difference? Mijn Cheval Taas sounds a little worse. Wat zei je? Het
is een kloere liggens.
No. But in general, this is true, right? The Rambam understands that you have to lie, you have to teach people by noble lies. He never calls them, he never comes out and calls them noble lies. But it does basically working in this tradition. But if you actually read the Rambam very well, very carefully, not if you don't read them carefully, because in other words, he does one more thing besides for lying by omission. He says things that he knows people will interpret wrongly, and he doesn't see it as his responsibility to correct that. Right? Ich kenne das sogenannte Sach, was ob die Hosen nicht die richtige Agdome ist, geist die Meinung, ich meine eine Sach. Wer es hat die richtige Agdome ist, weiß, dass ich meine zweite Sach. Das ist auch, aber ich kann es schon legen. Ich habe es verstanden, das legen. Das ist ein Darmbrand.
Wie?
Der Rahmen steht, das ist eine ganze Zeit. Wie sich der Eidesreich, weil das ist, wie es in der Rahmen steht, das ist eine ganze Zeit. Right?
Well,
the Zook is just explained. But okay, I don't remember clearly. Okay. It doesn't say explicitly, I don't think it's. I think the Zook prefers it today, but today is like a Sach. Zook is better. Zook in the Sibach Hamish is the stylish type of place. And Sibach Fish is the aggressor Sach, but Sibach Hamish is the sensitive place. So, what's the point? In Nishno Day, Zook the Sach Sachen, right, Zook the Sach Sachen, was a Nish Shaker, and we're not Stammers. Other words, they're really true, but they're not true in the way that they're said. The way that most people will, they communicate it, that what they're saying to most people. Is, again, if you want to lie to most people, why don't you just go ahead? You see Plato, the Mushal. Everyone knows Plato. Plato, when it overcame with the idea of the noble lie, he made sure that lie is a very, very obvious nonsense. It's actually interesting. This is one of the like double Ibn Chachmas in Plato. Plato comes up with a noble lie. You think it was the noble lie? Later, August, you have book, The Republic, and Dutch tried, as Balton Duffin Mach mentions on caring the ganze system, Bekitze, we have to have get people to care about our city and to fight for it in war, even Mr. Snafish. How are we going to do it? So he says like this, listen, we have to lie to them, Mizn. We're going to tell them
we're going to mix everyone's families. We're not going to, we're not going to let people know who their parents are. Oy bazoy, how are they going to, and we're going to, nobody's going to know who their parents are. They're all going to, so who are they going to say their parents? Naftachum parents. We're going to say that everyone from a certain age is the children of everyone from a certain age. Okay, and now, since we want to control, it's very important for us to control who you marry, because we need to make sure, this is eugenics, right? We need to make sure that that you come out good children. Not everyone can marry anyone. So what are we going to do? We're going to make a whole festival, and he's going to look on his list and see who should marry who. And how are we going to get everyone not to do that, not to, go to anyone else? Because we're going to tell them, look, you're all brothers and sisters with everyone that's your age. And through the Shchat Tashveste, you're advised. So now let him marry. Okay, then I get to what about the people who do want to marry? What are we going to tell them? Ah, so we're going to tell them that there's a special, Amul, Kimta, Shiruot, and Himul, to the Kohen. And look, there's a special, Ayotzman HaKlal, but everyone else, it's Mamash Arayas. And so on. How are we going to make them, all, everyone in the city think that they're part? We're going to tell them, oh, we're not even going to tell them that they have their parents. And then we're going to we change the lie. We're going to tell them they all came up from the earth. The same earth gave birth to everyone. And then people, we're not going to understand why some people are the manigim and some people have to work. Some people are the guardian. Some people are the this. We're going to tell them that, look, some people are made out of gold. Some people are made out of silver. And some people are made out of iron, of bronze. And then neshomas, you know, do neshomas. And that's how we're going to make everyone believe. Kitze, this is all he's telling all of this to his friends. And anyone reading it, I mean, it's in the text also. Like, this is like, this is nothing subtle about these lies. This is like, grabish kurim. Anyone that three little cycles is going to realize that it's a lie. We have to lie, right?
It's a theoretical thing, yeah.
Of course, in some sense, he's bringing across the point that you have to lie. Maybe it doesn't really mean you should lie, such kind of lies. But what am I saying? The Rambam doesn't do these kind of lies, right? He never comes out and says, grows the shittism.
If he does,
for the most part.
He doesn't think that it matters. He doesn't think that it's sort of...
So he thinks that we can do with less. But he does think that it's not the truth. So we have to figure out what is the point here. I think that one major point, and this is actually halacha l'maaseh, why it's much better to lie by omission than to lie explicitly, it's because we have to try to cater to two audiences at the same time. We have to help two kinds of people at the same time. There's many teachers that are very good at helping stupid people. There's many teachers, yeah, basically all of them. Very good at helping stupid people. Because stupid people are believing what you say. And, I mean, some people are bad at that also, because they say, tell them bad things. But assuming that you know you're the teacher, Nishkanad, and the vice the officer says, Lafos Lenin, and I'm saying whatever ligand is going to cause him to become a better person, then it's going to work. He's going to become a better person and shine. Now, when you do that, and the way that Rambam is doing it for sure, right, when you do that, if you write a book or if you have a school which just teaches everyone goes to the same school, then you're going to solve for the 95 or 98% of the people. They're all going to be good people because they all believe that Ves Titanavai, the guy Tlach in Gehenna, and Ves Michal Shabbos Kim Tablitz, and chase them. And of course, the one guy just tried it out, found out that's not true. There's only one guy. 99% of people didn't ever try it out because they're afraid. So it works. But the Rambam thinks that this is destructive for certain people. For the 1%, right? For the, I don't even know if he thinks it's 1%. But for the true people, for the Yechidim, for the Sridim, Asher Hashem Kore, he has names for them, nice names. For the elite, Guy they stay in. Those guys to stay in. Not only is it not going to make them better because they see through the lies, it's going to make them worse. Why is it going to make them worse? Because of the Mevicha from the beginning of the Meir Nevoichim, right? Right? They're going to either start disbelieving everything you ever said because they know that you're a liar. By the way, that only happens to like 2% of people, a few more percent of than the people that really want to know the truth. There's some people that are bothered. There's past tense of the Zukta Ligand. That's one problem. I don't think the Rambam is actually worried about that problem. I think that's a more modern problem. And there's another problem, which is that they're going to accept what you say to some extent. Some of them are going to be dafke, like some. There's sometimes advice in the stufitzat mention, right? There's tzaddikim and yeshuim and chum and tipshim, right? So there's all the combinations, right? But sometimes it's tzaddikim and chumim, and those are the people that we really care about, right? So the yeshuim and the tipshim. whatever. The Shul and the Chachomim, also. The Tzadikim, Tipshim, all those are fine, right? There's one, the fourth group, the Tzadikim, Chachomim, that isn't in trouble, right? If you're a Rusha, Chochem, then you just cannot believe what the Rebbe told you. You can believe the truth and shine. You're actually doing well. You're not really a Rusha, but we call you a Rusha, right? If you're a Rusha, a Tipish, B'chtam a Rusha, Chshmiga. You know, if you're a Tzadik, a Tipish, fine, very good. That's basically the person we're trying to help, right? Tzadikim, Tipshim, those, you know, that quadrant, that's who society is here to help. The stupid Tzadikim. But what about the smart Tzadikim? Smart tzaddikim are the people that have the conflict, right? Because he's a tzaddik, which means he doesn't really have the option of saying, whatever the Rebbe said is nonsense. And Rosh Lep Nagruz from the Eva Shabbos. Right? Doesn't really have that option. If he does have that option, he only has it halfway. He doesn't also have the option to just be a Rosh, to just be a tzaddik, or the Dekhiyah HaKochem. He doesn't know what to do. And now then, that's one problem, so Nebuch. But it's even more sad, because this is the one guy that we really could bring to perfection. Everyone else, you know, whatever. But this is the one guy that, Tzadik Chochem, that's basically what you have to be. And we ruined this one, this the only chance we ever have for the being one good guy of the whole system, the ganze system, the Chimach Ein Mensch. And there, Ein Mensch la Ruhnenens. Therefore, the Rambam has a holds, and that's basically what it says in the Magdum of the Word. Therefore, the Rambam holds that there has to be a way to let through that one person. Madaf kennen, zogen legend vader oile, un runen de ein mensch. This is the maskeris kesef, and this is the reason why you only lie by omission.
Now, since who says this? Then this is the.
De zog ich. Mirach ali zog ich dumme, ab de steit nicht klar, de is was ich so.
I mean to say, you're not basing it off this, because he doesn't say that.
No, he's talking about a different, that's for the second part of the sheet that I didn't get to yet. This is another sheet. This is based off, the closest place where it says something like this is Nagdum of Menavach, but it doesn't literally say this. It's just calculating a few steps beyond that and figuring out that's what comes out. But also from practice, I think practically this seems to be a reasonable position. Since you want to also save the one chukum, so you do all kinds of things. You have to do a lot of work. But one thing you try to do very much is to not tell, for example, you tell everyone Shema Emes Misha Amra. For a shtickle teretz for what I asked last time. For example, in Zugen, Rabbi Yisai Shema, in Zeranishka mentioned, right, was Tienish, was Gleim Novos Ashtait, in Zglaim Dremes. Now, of course, to most people, that's stupidity. That's like quoting Emerson, right? Not Emerson, the guy that knew, whatever, no? The guy that knew.
C.S. Lewis.
The life of Brian, right? We're all individuals, okay? Sean, this is a more popular source. Everyone is individuals, but the Rebbe is an individual. That is stupid in some sense. But doing that kind of thing has one ma'ala. That the one person that is actually an individual at least wasn't destroyed. It doesn't help him actually. To help him out, but at least he wasn't destroyed by your education. At least he didn't tell me you're not allowed to be an individual. Or at least he didn't tell him we're against the truth. Because truth leads you to be an apikoivis. So in Zenefar, v'zishtayit nishvad remes. At least you don't say that. Does this actually work? I don't know. But that's my theory. I have not really tried it very well. And I think that there are like styles of education that pretend to do this. And I wonder if they actually, I don't know. But in any case, I don't know if this practically works. But that's a theory.
Well, the problem of people that dealt with this problem, they thought, they said, they all came up with different solutions. Their solution will be halbwegs in between.
This is a solution. I'm telling you, at least leave space for the one guy. That's also what, and this is what I think the true answer to this question, when he does this really weird thing where he's like, I'm going to lie to you now, please listen to my lies. Now, this works very well. Actually, if you try it, you know, there's the Muslim politics, but actually telling people exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to mess with their brains and then doing it, most of the time works. Nobody takes the disclaimer. You know, the magicians that say, I'm going to now make a magic trick that is not magic, everyone still gets impressed by the magic trick. Your brains are just that dumb.
Greatest move. The Nazis and the Belgians all came with a plan.
And there's, exactly. That they wrote it in books for the elite, and the popular books, they didn't mamish write that.
The man kann versteigt das, weißt du.
Ja, nein, no, but yes, but the Karl but that's
Marx writes honest. Clearly.
No, the communist but the propaganda bro, the communist manifesto is already the lies. He's not giving everyone the.
But Lenin writes very clearly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever. And maybe it didn't work so well because of that. Maybe that's why the Khrushchev already didn't believe it. If shit, take it off, best thing. What am I saying? It's true. But in general, lying, telling people, because our brains are that dumb, most people, because most people are so stupid, so telling them, Rabbi Zichad is going to lay in for the Agna Toiva, works. And then they believe it because it makes sense. Agna Toiva. Doesn't have the independence to say, well, you're lying to me. How do I know if it's mine tova? Well, maybe it's not. But he's doing it. It's good for me, this lie. So why? That's what most people think. So therefore, saying these kind of being, this is the interesting thing that the Rambam discovered, and it sort of worked, by the way, for the Rambam. Revealing to people a lot more than they, according to the smart people, should be able to grasp, actually doesn't hurt them as much as the smart people who don't trust the stupid people said. Stimmt? This is part of all the upside down things, where I always have to twist it to make it mean that he likes the masses more than you do. Right? Most people think like this. Most people think we have to lie to people. Most people, meaning the normal esoteric theory goes like this. We have to lie to people because otherwise they'll be very evil. But we're also not allowed to tell them that we're lying to them because then they won't be good. Same reason. They're going to realize that we're lying to them. So we have to not even tell them that we're lying to them, right? And this works, but not for the... I think it works not for the 1%, also not for the 2%. Okay. Now, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, no, you're underestimating both how stupid and how good people are. Because you could tell them that you're lying to them. And then you'll solve the whole problem of all the people saying, well, you lied to me. Oh, I'm lying to you. No problem. I didn't fool anyone. You came to my magic show. I told you this is all a bunch of lies, and that's what you paid for. Uri Geller, I heard, had an interview in the Ynet where he said that the device was Matzah Shabbos then, that all the missiles were flying to Israel. He hit the Rubish last night. You know Uri Geller, the guy that bends my... So he has to lie. His shtick is lying. And then, you know, I saw someone in the comment. Guess what? He got it printed in the newspaper. I don't know what he is, but it's mitzvah. And it's like a headline. Now he's going to get more bookings. Put the communist, right? Some businesses are for their leagues. But the other manager, Penn and Teller, they're even better than that. He thinks that the Olam is stupid. He's saying, no, the Olam is smart. You could tell them that you're lying, and they're going to understand that you're lying for their own good, and they're going to accept it. And in such a way, they're not smart enough to realize that you're lying to them and do differently. And because, in other words, both because most people are actually trying to be good, and because the actual thing, if you can even tell them all the truth, but it's going to go straight over their head. So you might as well say the truth. And what are you going to save? You're going to save the few people that do have to hear the truth. And those people, it doesn't go over their head. And those people will also hopefully know what to do with being lied to for their own good. So that's a real problem, right? The people in the middle are always the biggest problem. What I call the 2%. The 2%, Ram talks about this many times. The biggest problem is the half the people that know half of the truth. And the people that stop believing the lies but don't have another truth. Those are the people that we're here to solve. But in general, this is the strategy that is supposed to help everyone somehow. And I think it's based on, I have to make it sound like it's based on being better to most people than you think. Maybe it's also for his own good. Maybe it's not good for the soul to be a pure manipulator. Maybe it's better to lie by omission. That's a third reasoning.
Some people think that is the worst thing,
lie. No, I never lie. Not if I tell the whole truth, but I never lie.
Managed thing about you, but I mean, say if you lie something, you can say
it.
Okay. I mean,
on conscience.
Yeah, on your soul. I don't know what conscience is. On your soul. And because you become a liar. And it's not good to be a liar for yourself. Not for anyone else. It's bad to be a liar. Stimmt. Okay, anyways, that's halacha lemaaseh. So, and that's a little side of what we said already. That this is not the full solution. I have to give a whole another whole shit about much more things. but it's something of a solution where everything has to be read on two levels. The Ram says it's beferish, and then everything has to be read at two levels. The Pushta mention will read it, but we're also telling the Pushta people certain secrets that L'chayr don't belong to them, both in order to save the smart people who are also at least starting off together with them, and because it doesn't hurt. Maybe it even makes them better. Maybe it's actually a good lie to believe that you believe things because of proof. I very much wonder about this. Which lie is better? Stell dir vor, I'm the teacher in nursery, right? There's two ways we could... By the way, this is actually a real case, right? We teach kids, right? Nobody's going to teach them philosophy, okay? Or at least nobody really cares, nobody's interested. But we teach kids amen, right? Now, there's two shittas of doing this. Both of them are 100% lies. One says, the boy said, "Glad, was steht, und das meine Pschite, statt sich zu führen, jeder Tateve, von der Männer, all kind of things like that." Okay? The other one says, "Glad, was du reis, der Kind ist schon aufgewiesen, der Rammer schon aufgewiesen, what the reis are, who cares, nobody's really checking them. Du reis, und glad more, was der Emma." So which one is the better lie? Ich trachte, der zweite, der bessere liegend. They both have different failure modes. I'm not getting into, I'm not talking about the failure mode, yeah. I'm talking about which one is better as a lie. Which lie has more of the truth in it? Assuming that this thing is true. If the whole thing is a lie, then for sure, then the min pshita is a little more truthful, because at least it doesn't say that it's true. Perhaps? He doesn't know that it's true. He's saying, we don't know that it's true, we just believe it. But assuming that there is some truth, or at least there's some nimshel of truth, or whatever, then I think that the other liar is doing a better job at representing the truth. Because this one basic belief, which is a philosophical belief, which I think that's true because they're true and not because someone said they're true, at least he told them that. Well, they don't really know how to do that, they don't know what it means. But at least they took the concept of truth. This is what just the confusion. I heard something say is, as Rav Shaila Kestira, you're going to get to eat and a matcha and a shchiza, and my answer is, I get to tzimis. That was not what I heard something say was. That was a lie.